Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now is Okemos attorney George Zoulakis with Baird and Zoulakis PC. Good evening, George. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm very well. How are you doing?
Very good. I wanted to get in touch with you after seeing an article you had written entitled Hidden Dangers of Campus Kegger Parties. And this came to mind after, unfortunately, a recent case involving a similar circumstances, a case in which you are involved. Certainly we won't talk about that case, but it certainly brings to light the seriousness. We're talking about the case with three students charged because they allowed alcohol or served alcohol at a party where a young man apparently consumed alcohol, at least in part at the party. That's what's alleged. And there was an accident later in which three young people were killed. So the dangers of keg parties or campus parties where alcohol is served to minor is the subject, and it's a serious subject at that. The article explains the dangers of serving alcohol, and frankly, after reading it, there was an awful lot I wasn't aware of. Why don't you give us kind of a rundown of how it works?
Okay, I think generally what most people would be aware of is that a lot of campus keggers, and including the fraternities and sororities, often involve minors being in attendance. And often, in some of the parties, perhaps not in the frats and sororities, people charge for cups and that sort of thing. So what most people don't appreciate is it's unlawful for anyone to sell alcohol without a license. And for example, if they sell a cup, which is apparently fairly common, to a minor in attendance or even an adult in attendance, that's considered a sale of alcohol to that person, and that is actually a felony. It carries up to 1 year in the county jail. And I think part of the reason for that, if it's a minor, is the risks attendant to serving minors or selling to minors. But I think originally it was designed probably to protect commercial sellers of alcohol so that they wouldn't have competition from other people doing it. But what most people, and I think many attorneys, don't really realize, frankly, is that you could get a felony conviction for a common kegger where you're selling cups to those in attendance. So that's one of the hidden dangers, I think, that most people don't understand. The other thing, I think, is what you alluded to earlier, a potential consequence if you serve alcohol to a minor. And if that minor, for example, were to become intoxicated and die of alcohol toxicity, which happens, I think, with some frequency at college campuses more than I think we'd like to admit, the person who provided the alcohol to the minor could be sentenced to prison for up to 10 years. And this is the kind of situation this would happen is either with alcohol toxicity, the person dies from alcohol poisoning, or, for example, if they're so intoxicated, I think we've heard of this before, somebody may fall off a balcony, have a head injury, neck injury, leading to their death, or maybe pass out outside in the cold and the snow and freeze to death, possibly fall into the Red Cedar River, for example, at MSU campus. That's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature, any of those things, or even fall into a street and be struck by a car. Those accidental deaths, even though technically they're accidental, if they emanated from the person's intoxication, which in turn resulted from being served at a party, and if they're a minor, there's criminal liability. And there's always civil liability, even if the person who drinks at the party is an adult. The person who throws the party, serves the alcohol to a person to that at that level, if they get into a car and kill someone, there's potential civil liability that could be sued for that. So, you know, any number of things could happen, including, you know, I suspect that on campus having their licenses revoked as far as fraternities, sororities, and things of that nature. You know, as an attorney who handles a lot of these cases, among minors that attend these parties, I know it's fairly prevalent that these types of things occur. And our prosecutor is not always elected to pursue these things, but I think what a lot of people don't realize is a young person who innocently may be having a kegger and doesn't realize how drunk a young person might be, If they leave the party and die, they could be going to prison.
Well, and I think one of the other things that surprised me in the article, sir, is that it talked about, and you mentioned it's important to note that it's irrelevant whether the host, and I'm reading from your article, whether
right.
the host actually knows the individual is under the drinking age.
And yeah, you almost have to act like a bar person,
mm-hmm.
Someone who owns a bar. Most people, I think, to really be careful about this, you really have to check IDs. And not do it casually, but look realistically. Is this a true ID to see if this is a person is a minor? You probably should be posting something on your around the party saying no minors are allowed, or either that or no minors are allowed to drink. But if you don't ask, and the person happens to be a minor, and you failed to, I think the statute says, diligently inquire about whether they're a minor, it doesn't matter that you don't know. You're going to be basically treated as if you did know, and you're going to get the same punishment just as if you did.
Well, and that, I guess, is what surprised me, that the diligent inquiry part of it kind of surprised me. It makes sense once you look at it. The other thing was that you talked about in the article, doesn't it matter if the host hands out the alcohol to the minor or just makes it available? The end result is the same.
It is, yep. Once it's, you know, basically by making it available, the implication is that anybody there can drink it, whether they're a minor or an adult. So basically, you're furnishing it by making it available. As far as the sale of alcohol to a minor or an adult in violation of the law about regarding sale of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
the only real way around that is to collect funds from everybody ahead of time and just go ahead and buy the alcohol, not charge anybody at the door. And even that, I think, there might be some risk that it might be viewed that you're actually selling alcohol to other persons. Charging is a problem, even if you're not attempting to make a profit, even if you're only attempting to recoup what you've spent. And I think frequently that's all people are doing at these parties. They're really not trying to compete with bars and make a profit. They're basically just trying to recoup their expenditures. But that is against the law if it's viewed in any way as you're taking money in exchange for the alcohol. I think a lot of people think, well, I'm just selling the cup, not the alcohol. Unfortunately, I think that's going to be kind of a viewed as, you know, just kind of a really not what's going on. I think it's going to be viewed by most courts as you're really selling the alcohol.
And I think for young folks, they take a look at, well, they've been to parties like this and they've seen them around, so it must be okay.
I think so. I think all of us over the years, I think as adults, as young people, I went to these parties. I think it's within the acceptable social norm of common college activity. Nevertheless, it's against the law. And even though it's, you know, within the course of normal, what we do normally, I think it's stunning to people once they find themselves on the wrong side of the law that although what appeared to be normal has turned out to be, you know, pretty consequential.
And of course, one of the reasons to talk to you about it at this point in time is that recent case coming to our attention, but it's graduation weekend at MSU.
Right.
Graduations are happening, proms are coming up.
Right.
I thought it was a good time to make people aware of what is going on. Nobody's against folks having a good time, but you've got to do it safely. You kind of list the three things, kind of summarized what we've just talked about for people holding a keg party or a party,
mm-hmm.
To check people's IDs when you have a house or apartment party. Don't let them drink, plain and simple, if they're under 21.
Don't let them drink, and I think make whatever arrangements you can for rides home and things of that nature. And, you know, if anybody looks inordinately intoxicated, cut them off, get them some help. I've had a couple of situations recently, frat parties, sorority parties, where ambulances have been called to the scene to, you know, take kids away. Fortunately, they lived. And there was no criminal liability, but it was potentially there.
Yeah, it could easily go the other way.
Right.
Well, I appreciate your time tonight to fill us in on all of this. I think it bears being reminded to us on a regular basis because the penalties are very severe and they're life-changing.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Attorney George Zoulakis of Baird & Zoulakis, PC in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.